The year was 1814, and it was a foggy day on Mackinac Island. The air was so condensed that you couldn't make out a thing in the distance, and you could feel the moisture caressing you as you walked. The fort was as defenseless as could be. They had barely 50 soldiers to fight. In the dense fog, a gleam of light shined toward the town as the town was expecting traders with goods. But little did they know, it was much worse. Earlier that week, a man by the name of Michael Dowson arrived, and the townspeople felt there was something, just one thing, that separated him from normal. And days later, they found out as the musket shots and cannons awoke the town. In a matter of seconds, they could see the bright lanterns piercing through the morning fog as the shouts and screams of soldiers fighting guided toward them. After a few shots were made, Fort Mackinac had surrendered to the British officer. After that, the British was able to control most of the Americas just by one little defenseless fort.